From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of studies in Psalm 119. The subject of this psalm is the Word of God, expressed in many different ways. As he expounds the teachings of the psalm, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text comes from Psalm 84 and verse 7. They go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. There are various renderings of these words, but all of them contain the idea of progress. Our own good translation of the Authorized Version is enough for us this morning. They go from strength to strength. That is, they grow stronger and stronger. Usually, if we are walking, we go from strength to weakness. We start fresh and in good order for our journey, but by and by the road is rough and the sun is hot. We sit down by the wayside and then again painfully pursue our weary way. But the Christian pilgrim, having obtained fresh supplies of grace, is as vigorous after years of toilsome travel and struggle as when he first set out. He may not be quite so elate and buoyant, nor perhaps quite so hot and hasty in his zeal as he once was, but he is much stronger in all that constitutes real power, and travels, if more slowly, far more surely. Some gray-haired veterans have been as firm in their grasp of truth and as zealous in diffusing it as they were in their younger days. But alas, it must be confessed, it is often otherwise, for the love of many waxes cold and iniquity abounds. But this is their own sin and not the fault of the promise, which still holds good. The youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Fretful spirits sit down and trouble themselves about the future. Alas, say they, we go from affliction to affliction. Very true, O thou of little faith, but then thou goest from strength to strength also. Thou shalt never find a bundle of affliction which has not bound up in the midst of it sufficient grace. God will give the strength of ripe manhood with the burden allotted to full-grown shoulders.
Yeah.
At this season of the year, the thoughts of God's people turn with special emphasis to the miracle of the Incarnation, the incomprehensible truth of Emmanuel, God with us. The Apostle John wrote, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Prior to the birth of the Lord Jesus, Joseph was told, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." To assist you in meditating upon the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, we're happy to offer a unique publication called The 12 Days of Christmas. Written by Roger Ellsworth, an experienced minister and writer, The 12 Days of Christmas is a small paperback book containing 24 devotions, each including a short scripture reading, several paragraphs, and a concluding To Think About section that draws lines of application from the text to modern-day life. The book is intended to help the hearts and minds of believers to focus on the wonder of the Incarnation, as well as to encourage unbelievers to come in repentance and faith to Christ. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make this inspirational booklet available free of charge to our listening audience. You may have a copy simply by contacting us by phone, email, or regular mail. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We encourage you to request your free copy of The 12 Days of Christmas while supplies last. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the entire series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his second message, focusing on verse 10, With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. In this message, entitled The Importance of a Vital Prayer Life, Dr. Cairns is explaining what it means to live clean. As the second part of the text implies, there is danger involved in seeking to live clean in this unclean world. The psalmist prayed, O let me not wander from thy commandments. The Bible contains many examples of men who strayed from obedience to God's word, often with disastrous consequences. May the Lord impress upon us the urgency of staying close to the Lord. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Where there is submission, to God's commandments, we'll find that there's a sanctifying power in those commandments. For example, in verse 45, he says, I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. You see, the man who is set in the way of God's commandments is a man who will walk at liberty. The bondage of sin broken, the bondage of habits broken, the bondage of the world broken, walking at liberty when he's seeking God's commandments. Moses went so far as to tell the children of Israel, Deuteronomy 32, 47, speaking of obedience to the Lord's commandments, he said, it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. It is your life. This is your life. Now, there's nothing can be simpler. We were singing this morning from Psalm 19, verse 9, the fear of the Lord, which is another one of the words that the psalmist used regarding the word and worship of the Lord. He says, the fear of the Lord is clean. Paul told Timothy, we would need to get this in this day, bodily exercise profiteth little. So the next time you run into the gym to pump iron and get muscles and all the rest of it, remember what the Holy Ghost says. It profits for a little time. He's not saying it doesn't profit. He's saying it profits for a little time. That's the force of the word there. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise that now of life that now is, and of that which is to come. Godliness will benefit you in this life, and godliness has fruits for all eternity. There's a big, big subject there I'm not even getting into, but I want you to see the reality of it. Godliness has fruits for all eternity. There is a sanctifying power in the blessed word of God. Godliness, for example, brings contentment. And it brings great gain. That's here and now. There is a sanctifying power in the Word of God. Many of you, if you've lived in Greenville for any number of years, have listened again and again to the late Lester Roloff. Lester Roloff, I suppose, I suppose, I'm not quite sure. In many ways, probably in theology, he and I would have been quite far apart. But when you listen to his sermon on Dr. Law and Dr. Grace, which is really his testimony, you realize his basic theology was absolutely spot on. Tremendous sermon of his personal testimony. If you've never watched it or heard it, I certainly recommend you to get it. Wonderful testimony and a great sermon. Mr. Roloff established what was probably the best ministry of its kind in the United States, reaching people that others would give up on. He went to jail for the privilege, mind you. I'd love to have been there when the sheriff came apologizing, and when the jailer apologized, and when the governor was apologizing, because they had to put a man of God in jail. So dumb were the laws. Mr. Roloff established a ministry, and when he got young people down there, some of you no doubt would love this and some of you would hate it, he put them on a vegetarian diet, mostly oranges, orange juice. If you weren't the color of a carrot when he had finished with you, I don't know, but clean out the system. He taught them a lot of discipline and hard work. And this was the way, couldn't run away. There's nowhere to run. There's no way of running. preach the Word of God to them. Let them see the joy of the gospel in operation. Many of them got saved. Many of them are preachers today. Hundreds of preachers saved there. But one thing was key to the whole program. And that was the memorizing of God's Word. Memorization of God's Word. Get it in. Why? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. What is it to live godly in a godless world? What is clean living? It's a life defined by the commandments of God. Now, the text goes on not only to give a definition, but it establishes a danger to living clean in an unclean world. For the psalmist says, let me not wander from thy commandments. Now, the word wander is an interesting word. It means simply to err or to stray, to meander. The idea would be even to reel like a man who's drunk. The form of the verb in our text would be quite literally translated, lead me not astray. Sounds a strange prayer, does it not, when you're praying to the Lord, lead me not astray, until you remember that the Lord Jesus taught us to pray, lead me not into temptation. The idea is, Lord, keep me back from straying. Let me not wander. Now, the Word of God gives us some terrible examples of straying. I think of Saul, the first king of Israel. Do you remember what he said to David? When David had spared his life after Saul had come out trying to murder David, he said, I have sinned. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred, and that's the word. I have wandered, I have strayed. I have erred exceedingly. I mentioned this man last week. Think of it again. What a picture. A young man who started out with all the promise. And he ends up not long to live. I have erred exceedingly. David himself. That's going to waken Dr. Barrett up. You awake, Mike? Good. I didn't know if it was the beard pulling the mouth open or whether it was... Well, I'll go there. Anyway, David himself. You see David? Instead of going off to war, he's sitting at home. The devil finds work for idle hands to do. David becomes an adulterer and then a murderer. How far can Christians go when they stray from God's commandments? I think of Asaph. In his case, it was bitterness. Asaph looked out in the world and he saw people that he didn't respect very much and they were having an easier life than he had. And he was getting mad at the Lord for what the Lord was doing. And he said, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. I think of Solomon. The wisest man in the world became the greatest fool in the world. Solomon. Queen of Sheba could come to Solomon to get an answer to hard questions. And yet this is the man that Nehemiah said outlandish women caused him to sin. And the idea is again to err, to go astray. This wisest of men, this man who built the temple of God, building houses of idols, for godless queens that came. A man reeling like a drunk. You read some of the things in Ecclesiastes and you wonder, how could a Christian, how could a believer stray so far? Some examples. You could come right into our own day. You can see examples all around you. Prominent preachers who have fallen. Men whose names were household words. They've fallen. Straying from God's commandments. What are the causes of it? The Bible shows you the possible causes. Strangely, you know, this very word, this same Hebrew term, is used in Leviticus 4:13 regarding sins of ignorance, sinning in ignorance. And I don't want to get into the sins of ignorance in Leviticus today, but I'll make the obvious point. One of the reasons that people stray from the commandments of God is an ignorance of them. If you don't know God's Word, if you're not spending time in God's Word, then obviously ignorance is going to have a terrible effect upon your life. Deception is another. Job in chapter 12, verse 16 speaks of the deceived and the deceiver. And the word deceiver is our word. It's one who's causing you to go astray. In Proverbs, there's a very strange translation, or it's not a translation that's strange, it's the use is strange of this very same word, this very same verb. Proverbs 5:19, Paul commands husbands to be ravished by their own wives, and then asks them in verse 20, why would they be ravished by a strange woman or a harlot? And the question is this, why would he use a verb that means to err? Bring it into the marriage union. I think John Gill, the great Baptist expositor, has it right when he says, what this is telling you, husbands, is if you err, let it be in loving your wife. Now, that might be a good thing. Can you love too much if it's a biblical love? No, you can't. The world might think you're a fool. The world might think you're a wimp. Well, let the world think what it wants to think. Walk with God. Bring the love of Christ into your marriage and into your home. But then he asks, why would you go astray after a filthy harlot? Why would you do it? Remember what I said about company? Look at your television. Why would you fellas go astray after a harlot? That painted up Hollywood doll is just a high-paid harlot. Why would you go astray? Why would you trample the Word of God, the law of God, the gospel of God, the Son of God? Why would you trample God's kindness under immoral feet to go astray? Oh, lust can lead you astray.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, You may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.